This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. $1,500 is what an ounce of gold cost you at the close this afternoon. $1,507, to be precise. That's up 16% since the start of the year. There are a lot of reasons people buy gold, of course, but one of the biggies, especially relevant given the macroeconomic mood right now, is that it's considered the safest of safe havens when other investments look like they might be going south. Marketplace's Justin Ho is on the precious metals desk.
As the market's gotten more volatile, 31-year-old Justin Panayotis says he's been thinking about less risky places to park his money.
It's difficult for me to buy something and feel secure. You know, I mean, everybody's searching for security.
Investors often turn to gold for that security when regular stocks swing around. Panayotis has about 10% of his portfolio in gold. It's been a go-to investment since he was in college. Plus, he says it's easy to get your hands on different amounts of gold. Sebastian Malaby at the Council on Foreign Relations says gold's divisibility, you can buy a bar or just a few coins, is a big reason it's historically been used as a store of value.
I mean, if you had used, say, a cow as a store of value, it's less convenient, right? Because you have to cut the cow up into pieces.
There's still the issue of storage. Holding on to actual gold can be costly. Investors can get around that by buying stocks in companies that mine gold, but they are stocks, and their value can be affected by other factors, like labor issues.
For a long time, investors recognized that it was actually quite difficult to stick gold in your portfolio.
That's Dave Nodig. He's the managing director of ETF.com, a site that analyzes exchange-traded funds. ETFs buy up assets, usually stocks, and they pool them together. Investors buy shares of that pool. According to the World Gold Council, last month, people moved $2.6 billion into gold ETFs.
They basically buy gold, they stick it in a vault, and then the shares, the interest in that vault, are traded on an exchange just like shares of any mutual fund.
But no matter how easy it is to invest in gold, there's still a cost. No stock dividends or bond interest. No big gains from a bull run on the stock market. Chris Vecchio, senior currency strategist at Daily FX, says if people are investing in gold,
people are thinking about something else. Something else is motivating traders right now.
Like a weaker European economy and the trade war, which could slow global growth even more. Vecchio says what's been driving up the price of gold lately is the belief that the metal will hold its value when everything else does poorly. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.